My friend, suffering is a doorway to a better way to know Christ. My friend, perhaps you're going through hardships, difficulty for your faith in Jesus. It could be, even in that time, that the Lord will draw you closer to Himself, that you might know Jesus a greater way than you've ever known Him before in your life.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for joining today, and I pray this might be a blessing and an encouragement and strength to you, as the Word of God always is. We are in the Gospel according to Mark in chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus said this, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." We're dealing with true Christianity. And we know that those that are truly following the Lord, that there's going to be a denying of self, isn't there? But also there's going to be taking up your cross and following after the Lord. Well, what does that mean? Well, taking up your cross means that things aren't always going to be easy. You're going to go through hardships, opposition, persecution for your faith. Not only that, but you may experience times of rejection from others. It could be even your own family, as Joseph experienced. But in his hardship and in difficulties, what is it that we can learn in our times of rejection and suffering? Well, that is this, that suffering is a doorway to a better way to know Christ. Now, I know that's not preached much in our nation of America that has an appetite for the flesh and prosperity that is desire-driven. But Christ Jesus talks about suffering and rejection and betrayal and hardships. But I find the modern church talks about rock and roll, Christian concerts, praise band, restaurants and coffee shops and churches. Entertainment seems to be what they're interested in. But my friend, it just doesn't fit. It doesn't match the Bible. It just doesn't work. You see, I believe that many have a different Jesus, a different gospel, a different spirit, but it's not of God. But for those who deny themselves and pick up their cross and live the true Christian life, there will be times of rejection, betrayal, and suffering. My friend, that's the cross. That's what it means to bear the cross or to pick up your cross and to follow God. But there's something within these times of rejection that cries out deep within our hearts. It causes us to come nearer to God, to yearn within our heart, to long to be in His presence, and to find comfort that only God can give. It causes us to be less attached to this world and more attached to the world to come. In our suffering, we cannot wait until the Lord's return. We have a greater longing for the coming of the Lord. It causes us to cry out to Jesus in ways we might not otherwise do. We see this in the Psalms, a desperate cry for God in their distresses, a crying out for God and His presence. They hungered and had an appetite for the nearness of God. Jesus suffered ridicule and rejection. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. He healed the sick, cast out devils, raised the dead, opened blinded eyes, ministered to the poor, fed thousands. Yet when his hour had come, they yelled, "Crucify him." In Gadara, they told him to leave. The religious tried to kill him. Hanging on the cross, the religious stood there, wagging their heads, mocking him. He was despised by men, rejected and ridiculed. Yet he was the Son of God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and we esteemed him not. You know, my friend, a servant is not above his master. And if Christ suffered these things in the hands of men, won't his disciples also suffer as well? My friend, the answer is yes. If everybody likes you, then there is a problem.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.